Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Housewives of the True Crime.
Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
Officially on vacation.
Are you all ready?
Yes, because I'm not doing anything.
You're not even doing anything?
Well.
You're not making an appetizer?
I'm gonna make something. I just haven't fully got that part together. But yeah, I'm going to make something. But that's easy. Make something at your house. Bring it. Say, you know, here you go. I'm good with that. So Gretchen knows that I went and saw King George last night.
Yeah.
The George Strait. And I was sitting right next to, you'll appreciate this story. I was sitting right next to this little boy and he was just so giddy. I mean, I was like, oh, I'm like, and he had this special little sticker on. And I was like, oh, you got a troubadour sticker. He's like, yeah. You know why? I was like, no, why? Because that's my grandpa up there. Not George, but he's like, my grandpa is the lead guitarist. So I was like, well, that is super cool, right? So then the grandma came and she actually sat next to me. And so we were talking and I was like, oh, I'm like, because clearly he's been with George Strait for his entire career.
A long time, okay. A minute. Yeah. Okay.
So I said, oh, you know, is it hard having a husband always on the road? And she's like, well, really, he's not really on the road anymore, hardly. And I wish he was.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And I was like, oh, we get it. We get it. You know, you get to watch your shows and do what you will. And she doesn't get to do that much anymore.
Yeah, I'm with it.
But it was amazing, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. Good show.
Except for the fact that I just told you right before we got on here, he did not play All My Exes Live in Texas.
Which is really a crime. It's like going to see Dolly Parton and her not playing Jolene. I mean,
right?
Right.
I think he forgot.
And in Texas, especially. That's extra.
Well, then I thought maybe he didn't want to offend his exes.
Oh, stop it.
That actually live here. Hey, I'm wearing this turtleneck today. In honor of the prison sentence of the Theranos chick.
Oh.
Elizabeth Holmes. She got sentenced yesterday.
The blood lady.
The blood lady. Yes. I am going to do a TikTok on her in a minute after we're done here. And she got sentenced to 11 years and 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to hear more about it. I'll tell you, I don't know much about anything. Because I am living by the seat of my pants these days. I volunteered at my kid's school every effing day last week. Because I signed up at the beginning of the year. Didn't really, you know, and it all kind of snuck up on
me. Snowballed, yeah.
Yeah. And we just moved. And we're doing Thanksgiving in another state. So I had to pack everything for it. All of the food and et cetera.
Right.
And I'm getting on an airplane today, still haven't packed. And I'm thinking to myself, this is how Tabitha lives her life.
It is.
I don't know how you do it. I have a stomachache.
It is. I think that's why I'm so stressed all the time.
Yes, it is. She does have a perpetual stomachache too. And you know what else? I think that I am real impressed by this kid because my kids were really like, you're not going to embarrass me, right? Like, they were not super impressed with me showing up at their school.
No way.
They gave me one of those like, low waves.
Oh. Okay. They are too cool for school.
Yeah, they're too cool for school. They're too cool for me. I can't imagine why.
But you're so cool.
They don't find me as They don't like my dance moves in the car.
Oh, yeah. My kids don't either.
No.
All right. So you have a case for us today. Should we get to it?
Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Today's story takes place in the heart of America. Where do you think the heart of America is?
I think the heart of America is in Tennessee, maybe Alabama, Arkansas.
You're so bad with geography. I think that people refer to Omaha, Nebraska, as the heart of America. That's the deal. But Omaha is real close to Kansas City, and I just like say in the heart of America. So
is it up there? Why do they say the heart? Is it like up and to the left?
Because it's like the middle.
Okay.
Okay. I'm saying it's Kansas City and surrounding areas.
Got it.
Okay. So that is where a lovely single mama named Tracy met one Richard Scott Smith. Now, Tracy is in her 40s. She has two teenage daughters. And, you know, when you're a single mother and your kids get to be teenagers, it frees you up.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you start looking for love. Now, in my day, we took ourselves to the bar. And there was one specific one in Ventura that I think was known for middle-age hookups and love connections, whatever you flavor.
What one was that?
Let's say it at the same times.
I can't remember. Bombay's? Sorry.
Bombay's, yeah. Bombay's.
That is what it was called. I don't even think it's there anymore. I think it's something else
really?
Now.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm not positive, but I kind of thought I heard the word. So, yeah.
That was like the middle age. And then if you were more of the senior citizen age, there was another bar. We called it the Wrinkle Room.
Oh, that was up the road.
Yeah. So, you know, every town had its jam. But now it's all about the apps.
Yeah, right? They're not going to the bar anymore.
Yeah.
Or you
so,
are.
So, to meet up with the person you met on the apps.
Right.
Right? Okay, so Tracy gets herself some dates. And you know what? She discovers it's rough out there. They say you got to kiss a lot of toads. But you know what I say?
What was her app? Like, which one did she love?
Oh, it was, I don't know. I think it might have been Match. But
okay.
Don't hold me to that.
All right.
Kissing toads sucks, Tab.
Trust me, I know. I did a lot of that.
Gets old, right? Yeah. But finally, Tracy went on a date with a man she had a connection with. She thought she hit the damn jackpot, actually. Richard Scott Smith is tall, not unfortunate looking, though I venture to say he is neither one of our types.
Okay.
Okay. He's like not really chiseled enough for you, and he's not doing it for me.
Okay. Did you see that Milton, remember our last story when I was,
told you I am buried in a mountain of laundry and tasks.
All right. Okay, I'll give you a pass.
Okay. What we would have enjoyed about Richard Scott Smith was he was a real good time. He loved taking Tracy out to all his favorite spots, and those spots are the ones you know we all love. Applebee's, Olive Garden, Chester's, you name it, okay?
Olive Garden, it's a good one.
Shoot. Unlimited salad and breadsticks all day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we used to go there and get a side of Alfredo sauce to dip the breadsticks in.
Yes.
You know, you could do that. It's ridiculous.
You could do that if you were 20 and not worried about, you know, having too much carbs and fat. Right now I am in the, I need to not eat the carbs at the moment.
Right now, I'm surviving on sugar-free Red Bull and candy.
Great.
That's my current diet. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when Tracy and her new boo were not out at a restaurant and they stayed in, he would cook dinner for her and her girls, which is amazing. It's all about the feed me, tell me I'm pretty, right? And he had both of those covered for sure. In addition to taking Tracy out to dine on delicacies like pizookies and artichoke dip, I'm imagining, he's texting her all the time when he wasn't there. And when he was there in person, he really was all about whatever he could do for her. So Tracy's all about this guy.
Dude, it sounds even like a dreamboat.
He was a dream, okay? And even though her gut was saying, you know, things are moving real quick, and they really were, Tab. He went from sleeping over to moving in to proposing marriage in a matter of weeks.
This is like that Dirty John guy. Remember, he was like bringing her the smoothies every day.
These two would have been friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Spoiler. But Tracy was with it. Okay. She's like, things change when you get older. Things move faster. I mean, the man watched Lifetime movies. So I get it. You know, television is very important. If I had a man pre-Fred that would have watched Bravo with me, I mean, forget about it, right?
I did have a boyfriend that watched The Girls Next Door with me.
You did?
But I guess that's maybe different because they were Playboy models.
Yeah, maybe.
So he's like, sure, I'll watch that.
Yeah. But that is the way to my heart. Trashy TV and true crime, right?
Right.
Now, when I watch it, I get judged.
By your husband?
Of course. He's very judgy.
Over your Lifetime movies?
Oh, yeah.
Or your Bravo?
I mean, whatever
it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what kind of shit is this?
Unless it's Yellowstone.
How can you stand to watch those women, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it's because I just need to escape the reality that is you don't put your damn dishes in the sink, right?
Right.
Just give me some peace. Okay. Okay. Let me tell you, there was more appealing about this Richard Scott Smith. Financial stability. Money, money, money. Okay. He told Tracy he was part of a medical malpractice suit. He had a thing with his face. Like part of it didn't move. I don't know what the actual detail is. But according to Richard, the doctor cut a nerve on his face and lied about it after. And so after his lawyers and everybody got their cut, he was looking at around $7 million coming his way. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, for like a little thing on your face. That's a lot, right? Okay, so Tracy, you know, she was religious, and so was Richard. And that was something also that she found appealing about him. So the two of them would pray together at night for the wisdom to do whatever God's plan was for them with the money. You know what God's plan apparently was for Richard? It was for him to get a new sports car. Now, of course, the lawsuit hadn't cleared, so Tracy just paid for the car in advance.
Oh, Tracy.
I know. Well, you know, if we hadn't been so damaged by Dirty John, what we might be thinking is, what's up with that? I mean, did he have Erica Jane's husband as a lawyer? Because how come this God-loving, Applebee's-eating, Lifetime movie-watching man can't get the cash that is rightfully his? But no, it's because he was full of the shit, okay?
Full of the shit.
But it was not Tracy who figured out that Richard was not the person he portrayed himself to be. I mean, who knows how long it would have taken her. She's love drunk.
Yeah,
right?
She was love drunk. She was not. Yeah. She's like, I want my smoothies and my whatever he's bringing her in the morning.
Yeah.
And cooking my dinner and putting your dishes away. It's a dream.
Right? Okay. Well, her teenage daughter was not under his spell. This smart girl thought something doesn't smell right about this man. Why the rush to get married? As well as he started behaving a lot less pleasant from the time he put a ring on her mama's finger.
Mm.
So she decided to do some investigating for herself. She went through his car when he was not around and found a bunch of pill bottles with some labels ripped off. And you know, she thought like maybe he's a drug dealer or something, you know, she couldn't figure it out. But she found some random names on some of the bottles. She didn't recognize these names. So she started to input them in the computer. And she came across a blog. The blog of all blogs, okay? You can still find it. It's up. It is scottthecrooksmith.weebly.com, okay?
Okay.
It has his picture on it, and it says, "Has this man victimized you?" Turns out it was started by one of the countless women that this man has conned. And Tracy, for what it's worth, had gotten off pretty easy. By the way, her daughter told her, like, "Mama, you better come home. He's not who you think he was or
is."
Yeah. And she confronted him, and then he disappeared.
He just went away.
He just went away. He's real good at that. Ghosting. That's what the kids say, right?
Right.
So how his con usually worked to start was he rotated a couple of names. He went by Rick, Scott, Mickey, and then he met women on the apps. He's a real chameleon, meaning whatever they were into, that's what he became. From religion to scrapbooking, whatever your jam is.
Was his
that's
jam.
That's his jam, too.
Yeah, that's how they do it, dude.
And he's very convincing. Listen. Yeah, that's why it's like the grass is not always greener. They don't really exist, those, you know.
They don't really exist. I mean, he got his car and then he was on his way.
Let me tell you, you can get a guy that is like my husband that maybe is a good father, a good provider, can fix anything, is pretty hot. But he's not going to watch TV with me, and he's not going to put his dish in the sink, and he certainly is not going to encourage me to order dessert, right?
Or make you dessert.
Or make me dessert. He's not going to cook for me, period, okay? So, you know, you can't have it all.
Right.
They don't exist. Okay. So Richard, or, you know, whatever, that's his real name, so that's what I'm going to keep calling him. He had told women that he was a concert pianist. One woman tried to get him to just play chopsticks and he couldn't play it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. He said he was a professional chef. My favorite, professional water skier.
Mm.
He said he was a lawyer. I mean, the list just goes on, right? Okay. He would sweep them off their feet, tell them the medical malpractice story. He would, like, take them on virtual open houses so they could see where they were going to, you know, summer once he got his settlement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those poor realtors. That's all I can think. You know, like, why wasting their time? Okay. Then he would marry these women as fast as he could, which naturally meant combining finances without hesitation and also meant he could drain their accounts and legally they couldn't do much about it because it was community property.
Oh, my gosh. And he did that?
Oh, my gosh. He didn't just drain their accounts. Since he gave them the impression that millions were on the way, he would convince them to max out whatever credit they had. And then he would disappear.
And then he just disappeared.
Yeah.
How would they get divorced from him?
Oh, I'll get to that. It was a challenge. For some women, draining the bank account was the worst of it. For others, it was much worse because once they were in too deep, he would transform into this controlling, abusive monster that left them fearing for their lives, even threatening the lives of their children.
Oh, no. It's one thing to, like, steal the money.
Oh, no. This is next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would end up trapped in a nightmare until he bounced. But they still weren't free because at that age, it's a real challenge to make up your life savings. You know, you're financially
totally
fuzzucked, right? So some women would have to take their grown asses and move in with their parents
or
grown
gosh.
Children.
I hate this.
because they were so beyond penniless, they were now under a mountain of debt. Let me tell you, I'm not talking about a handful of women. I'm talking about dozens. The crime Richard Scott Smith was, legally speaking, committing was bigamy. So there's your, how would he divorce them? Well, he didn't always, it didn't always happen. By the time he was exiting one marriage, he had three other women on the hook. And it would take years for the wife of the month to be able to actually get a divorce because he was nowhere to be found. Which is probably how so many of these women found the blog. They're just getting on the internet trying to locate him.
Oh my gosh.
Only to find out they're not the only ones. On the blog, the women would share their stories and, you know, like brainstorm ways they could somehow hold him accountable. So they banded together and went down every avenue that they thought could help them. They were able to enlist the help of a female bounty hunter named Carla. This chick does not fuck around. And she says fuck a lot, and we love her. Okay. One of the first things she tells these women was, how could y'all fall for this shit? You need to get on Farmers Only because country boys aren't out for your money.
Oh, right? Gosh.
So she was able to hunt for Richard because he did have a warrant out for his arrest for identity theft. So she's on the case. But it's not like her typical jam. I mean, she usually really racks up the fugitives. And this time, she's not collecting any money from the women. She just wanted to help them get the authorities to arrest him for his outstanding warrant so that at least he'll be, you know, held accountable for something. So at this time, these women are focused on getting revenge of sorts, you know, and trying to stop him from racking up more victims. And that's when a kind of a dynamic duo of documentary producers named Rachel Grady and Heidi Ewing were looking for their next subject.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink. Hello, listeners. Are you ready to spring into making healthy choices? Like actually going to the gym, not just putting on the gym shoes. Well, I am. And I have also been making the healthy choice to cut back on alcoholic beverages during the week. Recess mocktails make it so easy to do. These zero-proof craft mocktails are the replacement that allows you to enjoy the ritual of pouring yourself a fabulous drink at only 25 calories or less. Have that friend that alcohol tends to make a little extra chatty? Offer them a recess mocktail at your next get-together. Be a crowd pleaser. Everyone enjoys a recess lime margarita. It's the perfect guilt-free drink in between drinks. Our listeners can enjoy 15% off at takearecess.com/clink. So you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. That's takearecess.com/clink.
They were inspired by a memoir called The Bigamist about a man who had like a whole other second family. It sounds really fascinating. And they wanted the subject of their next project to be an unresolved bigamy situation so they could document the fallout. So they started trolling the internet and they came across the Scott's a Crook blog. And although the way Richard Scott Smith was committing bigamy wasn't what they originally pictured, you know, he didn't like have like a second family, you know, whatever. They found the story fascinating and they reached out to the women and helped them in exchange for filming the whole thing for their doc, which originally aired on Showtime, but you can watch it now on Prime. It's called Love Fraud.
Love Fraud.
Love Fraud. Yeah. The impression I got from what I read and watched was the producers helped them, like, keeping the ball rolling. Like, okay, ladies, what are we doing next, right? And they also went digging up whatever they could about him. They hired private investigators, you know. I mean, these women are broke, right? Mm-hmm. And they just championed for them to get justice and expose this con man. So at the point where they step in the picture, he's dropped off and everyone's looking for him. They find him by trolling the dating websites and see he's looking for love in Wichita.
Oh my God, he's on the move.
Yeah. Well, he was on the move, Tab. He was there and gone before they could get him arrested there. He had just taken a woman for a real ride. Her name, like the bounty hunter, but not the same person, is Carla. Okay. Also kind of funny because we love that name, right? So Miss Carla was married to a nice guy, but he wasn't doing it for her. Her kids were grown and she was at that point where she was like, is this it? Am I just going to cook and clean and sit next to you on the couch every night for the rest of my days? Because I'm going to need a little more action. So she got some. She got into the karaoke scene. Karaoke gave Carla a new leash on life. She was all about it. When she wasn't doing it, she was walking around the house, singing up a storm, which the longtime husband did not appreciate. He was all, shut up, Carla. It's annoying.
Yeah.
So this kind of left Carla prime for the picking. When Richard Scott Smith dedicated a Tim McGraw song to her at the karaoke bar. Before you knew it, she was leaving her husband, taking all his money with her. She left him with $80 in the account, and she even cashed out his 401k. So this Carla was committing fraudulation while herself was being
getting fraudulated.
Love frauded. Yeah, it's sad, but it's kind of karma, right?
Oh my gosh.
Oy, you know. So how Carla's story shook out was on a trip to New York with her new boo Richard. They ate at Bubba Gump's.
Bubba Gump shrimp.
That's right. Now I love seafood, but I'm not really a fan of Bubba Gump's. Right? Have you been to a Bubba Gump's?
I think one time.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not my jam. Maybe it's just me.
I don't think it's just you. I think it's like, I don't know. It's like one of those big chains that it's all the same. And it's like an Outback, except we love Outback.
And we love Outback. And you know what? I mean, give me some Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits all day, you know? I can find something to eat there, but I don't know. My Bubba Gump's just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
But it did something for Carla. She said those mouth-watering, buttery shrimps just did her in. And she told Richard she would love to own a restaurant like that someday. Well, Richard was like, sure. Just give me all your info and we'll get you a business credit card and get this party started. And they did. They opened a restaurant called Crab Kings in Wichita, and it seems like it was doing real well. And, you know, kudos to Carla. Restaurant business is tough.
Yeah.
And they had real cute commercials and everything. Okay, but of course, it didn't last long because everyone's paychecks bounced after Richard drained the account and disappeared. But not before he started a thing with one of the Crab King's employees right under Carla's nose. So when the women are on the hunt for Richard, they find Carla, and at first they suspect she might have been a part of the whole con. Like, she sent him out there to gather funds to open her restaurant.
Right.
Okay, but of course, she had no idea, you know, she was actually his next victim. Okay, I found this fascinating. Side note, Carla's husband took her back. And now he goes with her to karaoke.
Dude.
That's love.
That is some serious love.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So Richard's worn out Wichita, and they are trying to figure out where he is next. And they discovered a common thread. These women all tell their stories. And they say, you know, there's this woman he had me talk to, and her name is Lee. And she kind of vouched for him. She's just been his friend for years. So they went and found Lee. She's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay. Where you said the heart of America was.
Well,
right?
Listen, I don't know where I am one day to another.
Word.
I think I live in the South now. Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Okay.
Although Texas is like a different country in itself, right? It's not really the South.
It's not really the South. It is Southern, but it's not Southern like.
Yeah.
Georgia, Alabama, that land.
But I'm going to tell you something. I think I was meant to be born here. Last night at the George Strait concert, it was in Fort Worth, and there are some cowboys there. I mean, a lot of cowboys. Every single man in the house had a cowboy hat on and cowboy boots, and it is something sexy.
Well, that is what you wear to a George Strait concert. I'm going to remind you that you said that because what I hear is you bitching about the weather.
Okay.
Every other day.
It did also snow last night here, which is kind of funny because on our Patreon episode coming up, I was talking to the gentleman that we speak to about how I do not want to live where he lives because it snows all the effing time. And then it got snow here yesterday.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's cold. It's unpredictable. It's not California.
It is unpredictable. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the story. I was telling you how Richard has worn out his welcome in Wichita, and they are trying to figure out where he is next, and they locate this woman named Lee in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, when they found her, they found Richard there too, with the help of private investigators spying on him coming and going from Lee's house. So the producers talked to Lee, and she talked up Richard. She said how great he was. Lee also seemed to be intoxicated during her interview. And so she was a little too feisty when she talked about him. And the boyfriend that she had just broken up with was also interviewed, and his thoughts were, Lee's got a problem with the bottle, and I'll tell you whatever I could tell you about Richard. He knew he was bad news. He said he started telling Lee's father that he loved him, and the now ex-boyfriend thought, that's real weird.
Yeah.
It is, right? So Lee's father agreed with Lee that, you know, Richard was all good, and he concurred that Richard loved him, and he just wasn't about to believe that Richard could hurt a fly until the producers showed him footage of Richard at the dad's boat without him. Richard's like, you know, down on the dock, walking on and off the boat. See, Richard didn't know that these private investigators had been following him for a couple of weeks. They are keeping tabs on him these days around Knoxville, seeing what he's up to. And the thing is, Lee's father's boat sunk real soon after Richard's random little visit. And it's very coincidental because Richard is in the boat salvage business now. So now, these producers have just dropped a bomb on them, and Lee and her daddy turn on Richard too. So now everybody's mad at him. They finally get him arrested in a mall parking lot for outstanding warrants he has in two states. The women, Carla the bounty hunter, everybody all showed up to his sentencing when he pled guilty for identity theft. They read statements to the judge about the ways that he had ravaged their lives, and they finally got him locked up, but not for very long.
Come on.
He was sentenced to 180 days. I mean, I think he wouldn't have gotten that long if they hadn't showed up and read their statements, you know, because these judges, if they don't hear your story, they're like, okay, identity theft, whatever.
Yeah.
Push a couple check, you know, like they don't know. Oh, no. I brought him around my kids. Now I'm living with my parents. I have no money, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is crazy is being the total narcissist he is, when he learned about the documentary, he wanted to participate. So he did an interview.
He just loves himself.
Oh, my God. So the private investigators said that they were never worried about him knowing that they were following him, because he had his rearview mirror positioned in a way so he could always just look at himself and not behind him, because he likes to look at himself that much. Yeah. Crazy, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So this guy does an interview from jail with the producers. He told them a sob story about how he was just a guy genuinely looking for love.
Oh, come on.
And is the victim of a witch hunt. And you know what, Tab? He can't even have a Facebook page at this point because of that damn blog that's up. And it's so awful that he can't have a Facebook page. He's in tears over it. So, I mean,
Facebook
doesn't get worse than that,
is
right?
The jam, right? I mean, can he have an Instagram page?
Maybe not. He could, because I don't know that the middle-aged women are that big on Instagram.
He can definitely have a TikTok.
Oh, we definitely have a TikTok. Yeah. Hope is not lost. Richard Scott Smith. Get yourself on TikTok. Okay. So he's like, cry me a river. And then he gets a little tongue-tied when they simply ask him to name the women he's been married to. He can't answer the question or recall how many times he's been married. Right? They're throwing names at him of people he's been married to, and he's like, oh, yeah. I can't remember which one came first. Oh. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, he wasn't locked up for very long. So they had him followed right after he was released, and he is seen in a hotel pool with a woman hanging all over him. So he's still out there adding victims to his list. He's awful. He was just ruthless. There's also this part about his family and why they all fear him. So he actually came back into his aunt's life after not having contact with her for like 30 years and convinced her that he was the son she never had. And he got power of attorney over her sick husband and sold their life out from underneath them while he was dying. It's sickening. Okay. So since the documentary aired, the producers did an interview in Vulture magazine where they said they had been getting DMs like this one that said, oh my God, I just saw the trailer for Love Fraud and my sister's living with this man. I'm really concerned. And I don't trust him. I thought he was weird. And he's been trying to keep her away from us and wanting to know who she's calling on the phone and controlling the TV and watching old movies and not allowing us to see her. We knew something was weird. And,
yeah.
You know, they are like telling all these women, yeah, he's dangerous. Get away from him. And they're still keeping tabs on him. And like currently, and they have confirmed he has multiple relationships going on right now.
I'm telling you, he's just like the Tinder swindler. They have these.
But what is interesting, okay, the Tinder swindler has higher aspirations. This guy, like the whole thing with the restaurant, he's taken, you know, $20,000, $30,000. But it's like, man, if you would have stuck around, like you could have had a life with this woman. I mean, that will put her out of business and hurt her financially, but it's not really that much money. Like these middle-aged women, they don't have that much money or even access. Although there is one woman who said she was left in $700,000 worth of debt. But most of them, you know, they are completely crippled by like $50,000 worth of debt. You know, I mean, the cost of living isn't like that high out there.
I think he just
didn't have... And they're single. They're single mamas. So it's like...
I think he just... didn't have the
mojo.
He didn't have the mojo and he didn't have the self-esteem for the higher dollar ticket ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he just knew he could
swindle his audience.
This
yes, yeah,
group of women.
Listen, he's not about, he's not taking him to Nobu.
Right. I mean, he's going to Olive Garden.
He's going to, yeah.
And that was enough for them
enough,
to be smitten. So he didn't have to work extra hard.
It's enough for me.
It's enough for me also. But, you know, he wasn't needing to fly them on a private jet is what I'm saying.
Right.
So it was easier for him. And he was driving a sports car. Shoot. I mean, he was getting what he needed.
Yeah. And one other thing he would do is he would register like these vehicles because he would rack up the motorcycles, you know, all the toys or whatever, keep them stored different places and such. And he would register them under fictitious companies. So nobody can find him.
He's a smart guy.
And... when he would get pulled over and the cops would run the plates or, you know, like whatever, if that happened, his warrant is not going to come up.
Oh, right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. So it is. Yeah. He was smart in the worst kind of way.
Yeah.
And he's still, what is crazy is he is still out there doing it.
Yeah.
Right now.
That is true.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, where's he living now? Do you know?
I don't know where he is right now at the moment, but he seems to circulate around.
The heart of America?
The heart of America.
So if you live in the heart of America and you are on the dating apps and you are single, be aware of this guy. Go on our Instagram and Facebook.
Listen,
look who he is and stay away.
I don't think you need a joint account your second time around.
I mean, right? I don't know.
I don't think you do. First time around, I get it, right? You're buying a house, whatever.
You might be buying a house
kids.
A second time around.
Yes, I think you keep things nice and clean.
Yeah.
I think you put in your part, he puts in his part, so everybody knows how much equity everybody has. I don't think you need to be combining finances. And do a background check before you get invested in these guys. I mean, especially before marriage. It's not that expensive.
Yeah, it's true. Good idea. Thanks, Gretchen, for that. All right. Well, that's a WAP. And let me tell you guys, please give us a rating and a review. Have a happy Thanksgiving. tell your family members about this amazing podcast you listen to called Housewives of True Crime while you're sitting around eating turkey. And follow us on YouTube. We have a new video every single week, plus a couple shorts. So go to HWTC on YouTube and like and subscribe to support us, please. And I think that's all for this week. Oh, we have a Patreon episode coming up if you want to subscribe there or on Apple. And we are doing an interview, so you guys will like it. I think that's it. Clank, clank.
Clank, clank.